Pat Pagano was taking Mondays off, kind of like a vacation days. He'll be doing it for several more weeks, and that means it's Italian Day continuing because we've got Anthony J. In the Weather Center. Good morning there, Anthony.
Good morning, Marshall. How goes it?
The Yankees got swept this weekend by Tampa Bay. It doesn't go well at all. But.
It happens.
But now on Saturday, we didn't get a lot of rain on Saturday. We got cloudy weather and rain off and on. Yeah. So it did cancel one of our appearances. We were going to be in Great Barrington because we couldn't be outside. Yeah, but the rain really didn't come down heavy until yesterday afternoon and last night.
Yeah, just as it looked like it was going to be. We got just those scattered storms in the afternoon. It was sticky down here, downstate. We didn't get any rain, actually, where we were. So it's you got some of that clearing showers up your way. But now it's tip-top. I mean, it's going to be gorgeous today. Couldn't ask for a better day, I don't think. It's sunny. The humidity is going to take a dip in a few hours. You're going to, especially by the afternoon, it's going to feel like a late spring day or almost like a September type of day with that low humidity. So about 80 today. But then tonight, the skies go clear, and the temps are going to drop all the way down to about 50. So leave the windows open. I mean, you'll definitely feel that cool air coming in tonight. So no need for the AC at all for the next few days. And then on Tuesday, the sunshine is back again, pretty much a carbon copy of today. And no problems through most of Wednesday. Now, the second half of Wednesday, we're going to watch a weather system come up from the Midwest with some little more humidity. Humidity showers coming in the day, scattered showers, I would say, maybe by mid to late afternoon. And some throwing some thunder in the mix as well for later Wednesday. And that rain could stick around into Thursday as well. So that's a little part of the forecast. Wednesday, Thursday, some rain to dodge. But then after that, you may have heard we have maybe a heat wave brewing starting, I'd say, Friday into this weekend. We could have temperatures mid-90s
Saturday and Sunday. And no rain at all?
After Thursday, I would say rain chances very minimal.
Maybe around thunderstorms during the day because of the hot weather?
Maybe not, because what's going to happen is we're going to have that Bermuda High. You've probably heard of that phrase.
Oh, yeah.
The high pressure is going to build off the coast, but it's going to kind of build close, almost overhead or just offshore, so that might suppress too much thunderstorms either over the weekend. But we could have some pop-up thunderstorms. So expect typical kind of like dog days weather by the weekend. Definitely a weekend for the lake or for, you know, skinny dipping or whatever you like to do when it gets hot out there, Marshall.
They don't allow me to skinny dip anymore. being overweight and 65, it's a national law that was enforced by President Trump. People 65 or older that are overweight can't skinny dip.
It's very good for you, though. I say it's good for anybody.
Well, all I can say is that I skinny dip at home, and that's bad enough.
You have a pool at home?
No. I skinny dip in my shower. I'm not allowed in pools anywhere either.
Well, but I tell you, I mean, when it gets real hot, I mean, it's where you guys are. It's nice in the summer, and this down, you know, in the downstate around the city, it's kind of unpleasant.
One thing you'll learn about me: I don't care about hot weather. I love hot weather. I hate anything that's 50. If it's 50 degrees and it's cloudy and raining and windy, I hate anything from 50 down. And then in normal weather, I hate anything from basically 32 degrees and down. I have a Raynaud's disease in my hands and my feet. Mm. And it
helps you feel
it,
that.
It gets the circulation just completely goes away. So I hate cold weather. People always say in the wintertime, well, you'll hate this in the summer. And I say, no, bring me the summer. You know, you can always – in the summertime – you can dress lightly, okay? And you can have one layer of clothes on. You can wear shorts. You can wear a polo shirt. They got all these fabrics where you can stay cool. In the wintertime, the only way to stay warm is to layer. And layer upon layer upon layer. You need boots to walk in. It's terrible. Wintertime is terrible.
Yeah.
I hate it. People,
yeah, exactly. But I'm looking forward to the hot weather. I want to hit the shore.
Well, see, that's good. I like going to the shore and stuff like that. Yeah. I do. I mean, I like things like that, and I don't mind mingling in the ocean and having some fun like that. But getting out and jumping into a pool, I don't know. You know why? Because if there's a pool around, that means there's been kids in the pool. And that means if there's been kids in the pool, there's urine in the pool. And you know what?
I read an article about that not long ago.
You know what? I'd much rather take my chances wading in the ocean with a shark than swimming in a pool that kids swim in. Now, I was a kid once. I did it. There's nothing you can do when you're a kid. When you're in the pool, you'd say you're 9, 8, 9, 5, 9, 6, 7, 8, 9, you're in the pool, and all of a sudden you have to go to the bathroom, but then all of a sudden, Now, did you ever do that?
Yeah, that's for sure.
There you go. So that's why now I don't go in pools. I won't go in pools. There's not enough chlorine in the world.
Yeah. You got the lakes up there. You like going to those lakes?
The lakes, yeah. The lakes, Lakeville Lake, Twin Lakes. There's lots of lakes around here, and they're beautiful.
Yeah, it's gorgeous up there.
So, yes, it is. It is. But pools, no. Pools are out. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Even at a senior community, because it's probably worse in a senior community.
Yeah, I mean, it is gorgeous up there. I have some family up in Connecticut, not that far up, though.
Where?
Down around New Canaan and down, you know, farther south, not...
So you've got some wealthy people you can rely on then.
Yeah, we got the... Got family all around.
That's a nice area, New Canaan.
It's
almost as nice as Litchfield County, not quite.
Right. It's a little north.
Yeah, we're much farther north. Yeah, right by Massachusetts and New York State, right now.
Yeah,
right
the Berkshires. The Berkshires.
That's right.
Berkshires.
Northwest hills of Connecticut.
Yeah.
All right. Well, one day we'll have to get you up here, and we'll have you sign some autographs for people.
I definitely would.
And I'll make you go swim in a pool at a community pool. That's what I'll do, and I'll stand there.
Well, yeah, those public pools are not my cup of tea either.
All right, we'll speak to you next Monday, Anthony.
Gotcha. My pleasure.
Take care.
Have a great one, Marshall.
All right, you too. Bye bye. Anthony J. in the Weather Center this morning with a check on the forecast.